Starting September 8th, you can hear The Food Guys at 9:50 right before Weekend Edition Sunday. Hi, I'm John Jackson.
And I'm Greg Patent.
And we're the Food Guys. You know, is the pesto, are they strictly from Genoa?
Yeah, and it means pounded.
Pounded.
Pounded because they would
make
pesto.
I don't think I've ever made pesto that way.
I have done it many times with a marble mortar and a pestle. It can be a wooden pestle.
Well, you have to use Genoese.
Well, if you can get the Genoese basil.
Because it has the tang of the sea on it, they say.
Well, yes, it does. And the leaves are smaller than typical basil. And it does make a difference.
So it's just pounded up basil.
Pounded up basil with pine nuts.
Pine nuts.
A few pine nuts. And then.
But, you know, that's an addition.
It works, and
I know it does.
And the Italian.
What about the walnuts?
You can do walnuts. You can do pistachios. But pine nuts are the traditional.
Yeah, that's right.
And then you would add a little bit of garlic, and you would pound that in as well. And then there's salt, and you'd pound that in with the garlic. Because salt is the abrasive, you know, and then you can help, which helps to break up the basil leaves.
Yeah.
And then you drizzle in the olive oil gradually as you keep pounding and pounding and pounding until you have this wonderful sauce. It really is very saucy. Mm. And then to hold everything together, to bind it all together, you would add grated Parmesan cheese. Or typically it would be Pecorino Romano and Parmesan, mostly Parmesan, though.
Uh-huh.
And then you have this lovely, thickish sauce.
Yeah.
Now, what happens with pesto like that, is it stays vibrantly green for a very short amount of time.
Oh.
And then the surface tends to turn this very dull green.
Oxidizes.
And then, but then underneath it, it stays vibrantly green.
Yeah, yeah.
Well,
yeah. Get this
Marcella Hazan has a recipe for pesto in her very first cookbook, the classic Italian cookbook, where at the very end of mixing the ingredients that we just talked about, she mixes in some butter.
Hmm.
Now, she was born in northeastern Italy where butter was used a lot. So she included the butter in her pesto. I have to say that it makes the sauce unctuously smooth. It's wonderful. But the pesto stays entirely green for the entire time that you
don't
have it.
Not grayish. Thing.
No grayish stuff. So I make a batch, and I typically use like 2 cups of packed basil. So 2 ounces of basil for the recipe. And that makes one batch of pesto, and that's enough pesto for Dorothy and me to have 4 meals.
Mm.
That's 4 different days, and that might be spread over a couple of weeks. But that pesto I keep in the refrigerator all this time. And at the last meal that we're going to have with that, it's vibrantly green throughout.
Wow. Wow.
So fabulous.
That's tremendous. What else do you use it on?
Oh, you can put pesto. You might want to thin it a little bit on grilled salmon.
Uh-huh.
It's delicious on chicken as well.
Yeah.
It's also wonderful on eggs.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know, you could have poached eggs then have some pesto on it. And you can also make pesto not only with basil, but with other things.
So I've heard.
Yes. And
is that right?
Well, I guess it depends on if you want to try something new and different. You know, there's garlic scapes, which make a fine pesto. You would grind it up. I wouldn't do this by hand. I would put this in a food processor and have the food processor do this. There's arugula. there are other greens that you can use, you know, as well. I don't know if anybody makes a kale pesto, but I would think that that's fairly vile.
Oh,
so
I don't know.
I would stay away.
Maybe
you want something really aromatic, you know, just something really wonderfully aromatic. And basil is it. I don't really care about any other kind of pesto.
Uh-huh.
I've tried them, but I don't really care about them.
Mm. Basil is easy to grow.
It's very easy to grow, and in the summertime, it's very abundant, and you don't have to pound in a mortar and pestle like I described. You can do this whole process in a food processor, and you can have pesto ready within just a few seconds.
But the important thing is that tiny little stream of drops of the oil going in as you're processing it, right?
That's a good idea, that you could chop up the leaves and the garlic and the salt, and then you start the motor, and then with the motor running, you just drizzle in the oil. It doesn't have to be that slow. I mean, it's not like you're making a mayonnaise, because there's no emulsifier in there. So you could just add it, just pour it in a steady stream, and then you'll want to taste it at that point, and then you stir in the cheese and then taste it again. And if you feel it needs adjustment, then you make the adjustment.
And you mentioned mayonnaise. It's a good additive to mayonnaise for a special kind of
If you want to, usage. You could make a pesto mayonnaise.
Yeah, that'd be a very interesting thing to do. Well, there's more to pesto than one would have thought. You probably could do a whole nother show on pesto.
Well, we could. You know, you can make a pesto pizza.
Oh. You know. Well, we better stop right there. And maybe, folks, you can come back next week for
the food guys.